Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Megan says it's super jizzy. Yeah, you recently were there playing paintball. Let's see. I had tried the old sponsor, the estate planning. They bailed on me halfway into the process. They did? Like they ghosted you? I remember you were all gung-ho about it. Okay, we need to have a conversation about this. Send me an email, and I need to hear the specifics on this one. If that ever happens, folks, please let me know. If you have a poor experience with a sponsor, I'm the one to say, hey, what the fuck? I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be here singing your praises and you treat my listeners like shit and don't follow through. That is unacceptable. I busted Mario's balls about that one. I busted Frank's balls about that. If anybody has a bad experience with one of my partners, come to me, because I will text them immediately and say, hey, what's going on here? I can't be on this show saying great things about you, and you're not doing A1 customer service. Paw says, Easy's advertising and customer protection. I mean, I just had a horrible experience with General RV and the motorhome. And so I'm very, very sensitive to the customer experience. Whenever I have an issue with any of my sponsors, like if there's something going on that needs to be worked out, I'm always like, let's figure this out. Let's work it out. And that's happened. But the only time that it was fucked up when it was that dumb bastard up at Baldwin Ace Hardware. He was the one guy who blinked. I take it back. There was two. The flooring company in Granville and Baldwin Ace Hardware who blinked when that crazy bitch KMK said, oh, he said he wants to see my daughter eating a pussy. Oh. She got all pissed off. I can't believe you said that. That was a great joke. Fuck you. Man Bun Chris says, yeah, but the guy helping you at General RV has been doing this for years. Doesn't that help you out? /sarcasm. Yeah, if you want to hear that rant, listen to the Friday edition of the Patreon bonus podcast. That felt good. I will say, though, after I beat up General RV, I felt bad. And then I was talking about with the audience, and the audience is like, why do you do that? You lay down the hammer, and then you start to become like, sorry. Don't say sorry. You were in the right 1,000%. So I didn't. I did not apologize. But I wanted to all day and even into the next day. And Megan reached out to me like late at night with a text. And she said, this is your late night reminder that you are not to apologize, not to apologize. And I said, oh, yeah, that's right. Because I was thinking about it. Megan knows me. Like I said, separated at birth. I am Megan's big brother. Well, I guess we can't be separated at birth and her big brother, but we definitely are similar in the mentals. And so she knows customer service. I mean, her line of work is the A number one. I mean, two things have to remain constant. Absolutely perfect repair jobs and terrific customer service. Thank you, David. I can look up your email. It just is a better reminder for me, David. But I want to hear the details of what happened. Because I want to say, hey, let's go back a few months here. I had a audience member say that this, what the fuck? Rebecca says, your patience was outstanding with that situation. I'd have lost it long before you did, and you were correct. Thank you. By the way, I still have $500 in store credit over there from the last catastrophe last summer. So when I go back to pick up the fraud bus to take it, to have it sold, I'm going to use the store credit to get whatever. And God help them if I go up to the customer service desk and they say, yeah, we don't have you on the books for store credit. I'm going to burn that fucking place down. Metaphorically speaking, I won't really burn it down. Okay, where am I? My brain is on fire today. I got to this point from talking about Rick's jizzy turf at TC Paintball. There is a realtor on the show. It's Adam Kasari. If you're thinking about selling a home, if you're thinking about buying a home, this is the first person you reach out to. Everybody needs a realtor. Don't do this on your own, please. Have my sponsor, Adam Kasari, help you. His number is 616-914-4061. There's a link to Adam in the show notes of the audio podcast. 616-914-4061. His logo is scrolling through on the live stream. I also added a couple of new sponsors on there. I added the Michigan Rangers. Now, their sponsorship is unique because they don't have an ad schedule like me saying, hey, it's time to go to the Michigan Rangers game. It's not that level. But they compensate me for the PA duty, and I want to make sure they're getting as much bang for their buck as they possibly can. So you see the Michigan Rangers NPSL team. Is that right? NPSL? Which is just a step above the Prem. There's a game tonight. Wait a minute. Is there a game tonight? No, I'm getting that wrong. No, there is a game. No, didn't it get rescheduled from the 4th to the 18th? Chris, what's going on here? Was it the 4th and then it became the 18th? I think that is what happened. I think you made a change. Can you let me know in the chat? Because I've got the 18th for sure, but I could have swore you sent me an email saying that Real Madrid can't be there for the 4th, and they're now going to be there for the 18th. By the way, the Rangers, fuck, it was a hard-fought game this past weekend, and they fell short. God damn it. They were playing the Milwaukee Torrent. Both teams undefeated in league play. And we go ahead 1-0. And then it was, and our energy was high, and we were taking the play to them. And then in the second half, they scored two goals, including one, the go-ahead goal with just minutes to play in that fucking thing. And the home fans were pissed. And it was weird because since they were winning, they weren't doing a lot of bitching at the refs, but they all were very drunk. So after the game, they fell out of favor and they were losing. They didn't really have time to start really bitching at the refs. So I think that the fans need to drink a little bit more for these games. That's just my opinion. I saw that. Who was there? The power couple didn't show up. But I did see, God, what was the name of the one guy? I've talked to him many times on here. Patrick Doyle. Patrick Doyle was there with his kids. Thank you for showing up and supporting Patrick. Rebecca says we were busy with family dinner. Yeah, and then I know what happened after. After dinner, you guys had to make the gravy. All right, I'm just looking at the schedule. I got wedding day Friday. Saturday, I'm at Berlin. Sunday is my brother's birthday. Tuesday is my other brother's birthday. Friday the 13th, I see my urologist. That's going to be terrible. Jeffrey, the guy I gave a kidney's two birthdays on the 16th. And then the 18th, soccer. Right after that, Juneteenth. I know you're all going to celebrate, especially my MAGA audience members. Love Juneteenth, don't you? Man Bun Chris says we had to reschedule because the Rangers advanced to the U.S. Open Cup. We play in Chicago this evening. I remember that I did that one tournament game for you. Good luck. Can you write the link and send it to me? And then I will put it in the chat because I don't think you can put links in the chat. But I think I can. So send me the link and I'll put it in the chat. And in the show notes of this podcast, if anybody wants to watch Man Bun Chris and the Michigan Rangers. Now, Chris does not play. He runs the organization. The head coach is Stuart something. And the assistant is Sean Kelly. Now, I know that because I did that show earlier this week. When I was talking about the awkward interaction I had with Coach Stewart's wife, Kelly, and the horrendously embarrassing moment when I thought that Sean Kelly was Miss Kelly's husband, was not. Stuart Collins is the head coach. Kelly, I got to know her in the broadcast area. In the PA, the press box, she was super sweet. When I was telling this story, I did an impression of Sean Kelly, the assistant who I thought was Kelly Collins' husband. And I guess Coach Stewart heard that. Chris played it for him, and he thought it was hysterical. Yeah, that would mean her name would be Kelly Kelly. I don't even want to attempt to do the Irish accent again because I don't even know. I can't. And I couldn't pull it off then, and I sure as fuck can't pull it off now. I will say this. Sean Kelly, the assistant on the team, I did notice when he was in the press box that he says three the way people from Ireland say three, which is tree. And they sound retarded when they say that. Because they were talking about the lineup. I guess the formation or whatever of the team was like 4-4-3 or 4-3-2-1 or something like that. It was 4-3-2-1. He goes, yeah, it's 4-3-2-1. And I went, tree? And I looked at him. I go, ah, this guy's retarded. He just said 4-3-2-1. And then I remembered that Conor McGregor He says tree. And then the puzzle pieces all fit. I go, oh, yeah, the fucker's from Ireland. He says tree. So does that mean throw is tro? Tro me the ball. Man Bun Chris, you know this guy more than I do. If three is tree in speaking Irish, is throw tro? Is threat tret? He says, yep, T's are tough for him. LOL. Really? Or is it just habit? You mean you can't go three? Okay, if I can say tree, like if I go to Ireland, and I'm talking, I want tree beers at the pub, I'm going to say tree. Because when in Rome, you speak like those psychopaths. So if you're going to come here to the U.S., you can't be walking around looking like tall, skinny fucking leprechaun and saying tree. Does Stuart Collins say tree? I will say that I spoke with the children of Stuart and Kelly, and they do not sound like they are from Ireland. They were really sweet, though. Man Bun Chris says, yet. All right, there you go. Rangers soccer, Wednesday the 18th. I have no idea how to get tickets. Just waiting on them to send the link across easy, and then I'll email it to you so that people can watch a soccer game. Very good. Mike Ball sent me a story, and he said, this is like you. And it was the story of somebody whose dog ran away. I'm like, shit. This is the story of Amber the dog. And Amber the dog went on a 100-mile trip, powered only by paw, including a swimming to an island in the middle of nowhere. First off, this is the dog. I think I can show it to you. Maybe I can. Nope, that's not the dog. That's the dog. That's a dog that's tired as hell. These guys were in a boat, and they, while they're on the boat, the dog is swimming. So they got up to the boat, and the dog, they described it as, put his front paws on the ladder and was hanging on like actually it had hands. And they couldn't, like, get the dog up the ladder. So one of the guys jumped in the water and from its keister pushed it up the ladder. And there's the dog saying, hey, what's up? But that's just the beginning of the story. I love these stories. Sometimes they trigger me. I don't like it hearing about the dog being lost. It really scares me, man. I hate it. I'm really, really super sensitive to shit like this. That's why when I talk about people who send me animal stories, you know, sometimes I don't pay attention to them if it means... Even those dodo videos where they say this puppy was neglected on the streets and then they nursed it back to health. Even though I know it's a good ending, it drives me crazy that the dog was ever in distress in any way as O'Neill walks in here. This dog went missing for more than a month, covered 100 miles, including a one-mile swim, has finally been returned to her foster home after being rescued at sea. So this dog doesn't have a permanent home. Well, this is going to guarantee that it does. You hear about this all the time when these stories go viral, you know. Amber bolted in late April, a day after arriving in London from Qatar, where she was a street dog. Sam Collins, co-founder of not-for-profit KS Rescue Angels, told CNN that Amber was transferred to an experienced foster family in England's southern New Forest region on April 25th. Hey, that's what Maureen does. This is the same thing Maureen does. The following morning, Amber escaped from the family's garden, despite the fact that he had an 8-foot fence surrounding their property. I've had a dog that used to be able, that would climb fences. That happens. What do? You go to social media. Look out for Amber. Amber alert! Amber alert! Numerous sightings were reported and pictures and video clips sent to the rescue service, which enabled them to map Amber's movements. Within the first 3 weeks, she was probably only traveling about 10 miles from where she had gone missing, but in different directions. Pictures and video clips that they received enabled canine rescue angels to set up cameras and feeding stations. God damn. We were doing this for about 3 to 4 weeks. We always seemed to be one step behind her. Then it all went dark about the 4-week mark, and we stopped getting any reliable sightings. This is the foster family right here. These two young people are, they got their dog. I don't know if that's their dog or another foster. Alan says, you would not like my Facebook feed. It's all wild animals getting killed in horrible ways. What? What type of a Facebook feed is wild animals getting killed in horrible ways? That's a thing on Facebook? I thought that they like frown upon violence. Stevie makes a good point. Yet, Easy, you talked about the freezer full of dogs last week. Okay, there's a reason for that. Okay, I made it comedy, first of all. It was hilarious talking about those frozen puppies with their feet cut off. And they were already dead. I don't like stories of animals that are still alive and suffering. If the animal is dead, it is not suffering anymore. It is cured of whatever it was ailed with, or maybe nothing at all. Man Bun Chris, it says, it's like that guy and Dolby you had on BBL. I don't know. You mean the ultra marathon runner? That was Gobi, you ding dong, not Dolby. You must be doing voice to text. Hey, it's my new dog, Dolby. Anyway. Where was I? Collins believes this when they couldn't find him, that's when Amber traveled 30 miles to the coastal town of Poole. Locals had reported sightings there of a stray dog, but it was too far away for anybody to make the connection. Incredibly, Amber managed to swim to a mile from the town's affluent neighborhood of Sandbrooks to Brownsea Island, managed by the National Trust. Brownsea is a wildlife haven where dogs are not usually welcome. She spent 3 days there. And there was a search party from the National Trust. How does a dog, I mean, who's feeding the dog? She was spotted by a passing boat. This is remarkable. Once a dog was on the boat, she was checked over by a vet. After they got her back, she swam to the boat and hooked the paws under the ladder on one side. You couldn't pull her up. So we jumped in. We got her in the boat. Back on dry land, news of the recovery circulated on social media, eventually reached the family. Once she was collected, Amber was checked over by a vet. She had lost weight but was otherwise well, and she's back with the foster family. The story has blown up, so we've had quite a lot of interest in people wanting to adopt her, which is what we talked about. We need to make sure that whoever she goes to gives her a 5-star home and understands that she's a flight risk. So, yeah, I mean, there's this. Or is this bullshit? Could this story all be bullshit just to find a home? Does anybody's bullshit meter go off? Now, not mine. I actually believe it, but I'm just throwing it out there. Because people love these types of stories, and then they want to adopt. Cole writes, I saw a YouTube video of a deer fawn getting torn apart by a black bear. Trail cam video. I commented, is the deer okay? People did not like that. Cole says, this story is bullshit. I believe it.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast for Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our very own Sarah Rukruk Roosh was at Berlin yesterday. It's a yearly race called the Money in the Bank Race. Carson Hosever, good Dutch name, wins the $15,000 prize in the super late model race. The Money in the Bank, $150,000. But all we care about is Boris Yurkovich's wild ride.
Hey, Bruce.
Let's get to this. Thank you to Sarah for tipping me off. She's there because her son, what's his name again? Elmo? Isaac? Avery. Avery works there. Avery's the guy. See this yellow vested guy there? That's Avery. Sarah Rukruk-Rush's son. That's the area that when the drivers, the race is over, the cars come over there and they get weighed. The tires get measured and tested. Now, this is Boris Yurkovich right here. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but I think he hits like a ramp or something here. He's going towards the infield. All the other guys are doing their job on the track. And this guy is going off of the track and he hits a sweet jump. Like Napoleon Dynamite. Watch us.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, I don't see the jump. It looks like a flat track to me. By the way, the audio is very low on it. See if I can change that. No. That's as high as it goes.
Oh.
Why did he go airborne?
My goodness.
Whoa.
Wow. Hops the mini track, the mini wedge track.
Okay, it must have been a,
Whoa.
The mini wedges are these, like, these little go-karts that the kids drive, and maybe there's a bump there. It seems counterintuitive to me. Why would there be a bump there right on the apron of the track? It seems dangerous as fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Wow. Hops the mini track, the mini wedge track.
Whoa.
Just barely misses.
Oh, Andrew's checking in. Thank God. Andrew's checking in, who is my main guy over at Berlin. He says, it's hard to see on the camera, but we've got a storm drain right there. And that caused Boris to go airborne like that. How about there not being a major catastrophe? Thank you, Andrew. How about the fact that they're what happens after? So he's in the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Bo and Luke Duke.
Wow.
Infield.
Pops the
bounce.
Track, the
and then
track.
Misses these guys.
Oh, barely misses.
And then misses these
oh,
guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy shit. How the fuck? That looks like a good time. He didn't hit that hard. He might have even gotten back out and raced, you know. But good lineup there. I'm glad that the local guy wins it. You know, you got some ringers there. Eric Jones, quite a talent. I always like it when the local guys win. Good for them. Speaking of Berlin, that is the most affordable, fun thing to do for you and your entire family. Now, I got to make this extra good because Andrew's actually enjoying the podcast right now as I talk about his track. Sarah says, thanks for spotters. Sarah says, no, my son is a white shirt NASCAR official. LOL. All right, whatever. Just go with it. So for racing this weekend, I will be there with Sarah, with Avery, wearing his white shirt, making sure that the cars are legal. Kevin Kuypers, not to mention Ben Glaze and his lovely better half, Pooh Bear, will all be there at Berlin Raceway. Now, if you want tickets, you have to 11:59 Friday to get them for $14. You dig? And after that, the price goes up. So anybody 15 and up, you get your $14 ticket up until 11:59 at berlinraceway.com. After that, the price increases. The parking is always free. 15 and under, always free. Bring in a cooler with everything, all your treats, your snacks, and your soft drinks. No glass, no booze. All that's inside, and it's always affordably priced, too. If you buy a beer at Berlin, it's not like going to Van Andel. You know, it's affordably priced. I don't know the exact cost of a beer, but it's, you know, way less than what you'll get at any other venue anywhere in West Michigan. Plus, they've got a great scene trackside with a outdoor bar protected by rain because the grandstands are above it in case there's any weirdo weather. And it's a great place to hang out after. There's always a band there afterwards. So people after the races, they go there instead of going to like wherever else. And the drivers show up after. They hang out with the fans. It's a good time. Always at Berlin. All right. Thank you, Sarah, for tipping me off about the Boris Yurkovic wild ride and Carson Hocevar winning that race. Where do I want to go now? I don't know yet. I've got a few stories I want to get to. Talked about lost dog. Oh, this is gross. Thank you to Mike Ball for sending it along. This seems to be like the latest thing. Cell phones have brought this on. Mobile devices and the internet. OnlyFans, which is basically Patreon with porno. So chicks do OnlyFans, and the more people that look at them nude or having sex, the more money they make. So they're all trying to one-up each other. And there was a couple, I don't remember, not a couple like people. There was one chick recently in the past year who did some wild stunt where there was a large number of men that she slept with in a short period of time. It was gross. And then she felt bad about it after. And then she was disgusted with herself. And there was a documentary about it. And then, if I remember correctly, she then didn't feel so bad about it and then said, hey, I'm doing it again. And then that whole story. I don't follow this shit. I know the stories. Just because they get sent to me and we talk about them. But here's the latest. This OnlyFans star is 35-year-old Tiffany Wisconsin. And she says, this summer, I'm making history. For 100 days of summer, 35-year-old Tiffany Wisconsin, she wanted to do one of these challenges where she's very sexually active. And she said, well, someone else is doing the 2000 guy challenge. So I don't want to copy that. So I decided that I'm going to do the 5000 guy challenge. She shared this on an Instagram video just the other day. Bonnie Blue, is that the person? I thought that the chick who did it was a Brit. I remember a Brit chick doing it. All right, this is Tiffany, Wisconsin.
Okay, so this summer I was going to be doing a 2000 guy challenge, but unfortunately somebody is already doing it. And I don't want to like copy or anything, so I decided I'm going to do 5,000. I know I can do it and it's going to be really hard, but I'm not going to do it in one day. I'm going to do it in a span of like...
You're not going to do it in one day, you don't say.
A week.
Oh my God, I thought it was going to be 100 days. She's doing it in a week?
But it's going to be, oh my gosh, I don't really know how I'm going to have this happen, but I know I can because I'm going to have a team plan everything out and have an itinerary. And also I am going to need a nurse on site because I don't want anything to happen like last time. So
I don't know what that means.
I am going to be needing as many men. So please share this with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever, to get the word out, because I really want to make this happen. And I'll have a sign up sheet on the one place that I do to advertise these events. So craziest thing, but you know what? It's my time to shine. So I'm going to do this, and I might need some help.
Whatever happened to AIDS? Is AIDS no more? I remember there was a time when they said, hey, if you have even one sexual encounter, you don't know the whereabouts or you aren't protected, you got a 99% chance of dying. It's time for easy math. In 1 week, there is a grand total of 168 hours. So we will take 5,000 dudes and divide that by 168. So that means she must have sex with nearly 30 guys an hour for 1 week straight. Like nonstop. That's impossible. She'd have to sleep. All right. Let's go with the idea that she sleeps. So it can't be 24 hours in a day. If it was, that's what the number would be. Let's say she's going to have sex for 16 hours a day. So that makes this even worse. So that's 112 hours of sex time in a week. So 5,000 dudes divided by 112. That means 44 guys per hour. So if there's 60 minutes in an hour, that means she would have to have sex with 1.36 guys per minute. I think I'm doing that. No, she would have 1.36 minutes with each guy for 1 week straight. Okay, now we know that she's not the brightest bulb, but I don't think she's mathed this appropriately. Here she is here with, it says, this one, my 70-year-old boyfriend. Oh, boy. This is odd. My 70-year-old boyfriend is so loyal. He said he wants to go last in the 5,000 guy challenge. That's real love. That's got to be her dad, right? This isn't real. This is what I imagine when Linda was dating that old guy. Audience member Linda. The reason for the divorce was my husband finding the video I did with 20 guys on our wedding night, she posts. There's a lot going on with this chick. Searching for a new man, must be 50 plus years old. The older, the better, and okay with me being in my social media. Cole says, I think they just stick it in once and move on to the next guy. I don't know about that. How do you know that? I think you're talking out of your asshole. Why would you be aware of such information? Bob says, I hate the way she talks. Clown of Carnage says her parents are so proud. Yeah, that's the thing, man. You ever, like, wonder about that? It's like, oh, God. Jackie did something for Justin for their wedding anniversary. She got those, I think they're called boudoir. How do you say it? Bordeaux, bourgeois photos, bougie, you know, where they're like really tasteful and she's in like a lace nighty. She had those done and before I continue that, I'm getting suggestions that the feed just cut out. So if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'm in kind of like wondering what the hell is going on mode. Numerous comments indicating that we might have some type of issue. Man Bun Chris says, I just refreshed and it worked. Yeah, I don't know. Alan says that chick only sleeps with old guys and she likes them to go tinkle on her. Come on. What the hell is going on with people? I cannot imagine the mom and dad. I was kind of like, ah, fuck. When Jackie had those, I forget the term. I just tried saying it and I forgot what I said. Bourgeois pictures, bougie, Bordeaux, I don't know. Where they're like, she's all made up and her hair is perfect and she's got like the lacy nighty on. And she had them made for Justin for their anniversary. You know, which, okay. But then Jackie, she's like, hey, everybody, look at my pics. And that's like her profile pic for social media. So I'm like, come on, man. She goes, what? I go, you're a chip off the old block, but I mean, come on. She goes, nah, it's cool. Too bad. I love Jackie. She's a female version of me. Just introduced my 21-year-old coworker, Megan says, to the Grand Rapids lip dub. She can't believe how stupid we all were. She just kept saying, what is this? But why? Well, that was fun. I loved the lip dub. I got to find that. Is that the Rob Bliss one? Grand Rapids lip dub. The New World Record. Wasn't this a Bye Bye Miss American Pie? Yes. I don't want to play it because I'll get in trouble. I'll get like a Twitch ticket. But I need to watch this again. This was a single camera shot with everybody lined up throughout Grand Rapids as the song plays. And it's fun. That's what you tell the 21-year-old about lip dub. It was just fun. 6 million views on that one. This film is dedicated to the late Roger Ebert, the lip dub, who died at the age of 70 on April 4th, 2013. Ebert loved movies and even named our lip dub the greatest music video ever made. Film May 22nd with 5,000 people involved a major shutdown of downtown Grand Rapids, which was filled with marching bands, parades, weddings, motorcades, bridges on fire, helicopter takeoffs. It is the largest and longest lip dub video to date. It was created in an official response to the Newsweek article calling Grand Rapids a dying city. We disagreed strongly and wanted to create a video that encompasses the passion and energy we all feel is growing exponentially in this great city. We felt Don McLean's American Pie, a song about death, was in the end triumphant and filled to the brim with life and hope. Signed, Rob Bliss, director and executive producer. That's all you need to tell anybody who questions lip dub. God damn it. Read that to them. I will leave lip dub in the show notes of this podcast. Megan says, first guy is my brother-in-law. You mean this dude here with the guitar is your brother-in-law? So that would be Brian's brother? Do you think this guy doesn't find me funny either? All right. Sorry, I had to get that in. No, I love this thing. And I can't wait to watch it after I get done doing this podcast. Okay. That is Neely, my sister's husband. Oh, okay. Neely does think you're funny. He's on, or Neely is your sister's husband. Okay, gotcha. His name is Neely. He does think you're funny. He's on the right side of history. All right, but you did tell me, in fact, that Brian has laughed at some things that I have said recently. I think Brian's just too serious. Darla is here. She's doing awesome behind us, giving us some fun side eye. Hello, baby. Hello, honey. I always feel like she's giving me attitude when she's looking at me like that. I think she thinks I was yelling at her just there, but I wasn't. That's a Stu McAllister thing. Okay, where was I? Okay, so Instagram chick, she wants to sleep with 5,000 dudes. That's so gross. I'm sorry. Anyway. Be thinking of your asshole of the day today. I think I know who it is again. Which this would be day three. We have never had 3 days in a row with Free Beer being the asshole of the day. But it's more than likely going to happen again. If you have trees that need to be removed on your property, stumps ground, trees pruned, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment, you call Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. They'll take care of you. If you're in West Michigan, that's who you call. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. If you need a dumpster, call Dumpaholics. 616-375-9962. That's D-U-M-P-A. HAULICSCO.com. Dumpaholics in West Michigan. You can get any size dumpster for a lot less than the other guys. They'll pick it up for you, of course, or they'll drop it off professionally. They'll pick it up professionally. And then there you go. Do some purging. Perhaps you're doing a renovation. You need some junk removal. They can do that for you as well. 616-375-9962. Dumpaholics. Last but certainly not least, my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Love them so much. ervines.com. If you have car issues or maybe you're doing some preventative maintenance and you have somebody work on your car, have the folks at Irvine's do that work. They have a free loaner car program, so you just drop off, jump in your loaner car, and away you go. That way you don't have to worry about anybody carting you around or whatever as you're getting to work. Irvine's, call them at 616-532-6600. 616-532-6600. Or Irvines.com. That's ervines.com. Well, for 3 days in a row now, our pal Freebeer is the asshole of the day for that sensitive, insecure nonsense that he showed and introduced his mates to. What an embarrassment. What a absolutely sick, sick dumbass. He beats out Instagram skank for asshole of the day. That is my time. Thank you for being here on the podcast. I will talk to you on the Patreon. Have a good one, folks. As always, I appreciate you so very much. You enjoy the rest of your day. And for some of you, I'll see you at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's right, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Okay, see you, folks. Bye-bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.